It was Kurt Vonnegut.
Alright. First story of mine, which got into trouble with the sincerely, Christopher Wright, was about time travelers who went back to Bible times and discovered that Jesus Christ was 5 feet 2 inches tall. I think I like Jesus more than the stories of naysayers did, since I was asserting that I didn't care how tall or short. Not nearly as short. I was still most He was very much a local hero. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, saith Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, the right of the people to keep their arms shall not be infringed. Perfect. Change a word of it. I only wish the NRA and its jellyfishy, well-paid supporters of legislatures, both state and federal, would be careful to recite the whole of it. Then tell us how a heavily armed man, woman, or child, recruited by no official, led by no official, given no goals by any official, motivated or restrained, only by his or her personality and perceptions of what is going on, to be considered a member of a well-regulated militia. I worry a lot about what they teach at Yale. I was able, nonetheless, to deliver an optimistic graduation just the class of 1990 at the University of Rhode Island in Kingston in late May. The university's soon to retire president, Edward D. Eddie, had been a colleague of mine at Cornell Davis, son. That's what I was doing there. I focused my remarks with a comment. I graduated just by Ken Hubbard, Minneapolis Swimmers, wrote a joking day for the newspapers when I was young. Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. I might have found that odd. It was as though he had an infected growth on the end of his nose and sided in a wallet and thought that was perfectly okay. I mentioned this one time at the University of Virginia, of which Jefferson was not only the founder, but the sublime architect. The history professor explained to me afterward that Jefferson could not free his slaves until he and they were very old because they were mortgaged and he was broke. Imagine that. It used to be legal in the speaking of liberty to hock human beings, maybe even a baby. Let liberty be born at last. Let its lusty birth cries be heard in Kingston and in every other city and town and village and hamlet in this vast and wealthy nation. Not in Jefferson's time, but in the time of the youngest people here this afternoon. Somewhere I heard a baby cry. It should cry for joy. Hooray for the class of 1990 and those who helped to make America stronger by becoming educated citizens. I thank you for your attention.
Chapter 9. Buy high with money you don't have and move to the Congo!